Hello, Internet. The Dyad here. Before I start the show, I have a correction to make. And spoiler alert if you don't want to know any of the games I'll be playing from ahead of time. But despite knowing better, I referred to the game Ristar as Rystar. Whoopsies. I hope we can still be friends. And I know no one interested in video games would correct a stranger on the internet about something so silly. But now that that's out of the way, let's start the show.
Welcome to The Dyad Presents, a video game music podcast. I'm The Dyad, and this is Tintin on the Moon. To unpack with this one. First, this track comes to us from the Commodore 64, and this is actually the first Commodore 64 track that I've played on the show. This is the main theme music, and it's composed by Jeroen Tel. He also sometimes goes by Wave in all caps. Jeroen is a founding member of the computer music group Maniacs of Noise, with Charles Deenan as the other half. If you're interested, they have an active SoundCloud page, and I'll post a link to it in the show notes. And they also have another website that kind of covers pretty much every game they've ever worked on. Anyway, the Maniacs composed scores for hundreds of games, starting way back in 1987. For those of you unfamiliar with Tintin, or maybe something more like Tintin in the native French, it's a Belgian comic series. Tintin is a reporter who travels around the world with his dog Snowy. For some reason, my elementary school library had a complete shelf of the comics, so I was already familiar with them. But if you know about the series as an American, it's probably because of either the 2011 Steven Spielberg movie or the book's controversial depiction of different races. But what about the song? I think it's really great. It's peppy. It's an excellent introduction track. It makes me want to bounce around a little bit. And I think using the power of internet, yep, it's happening. Here I go. I'm bouncing. I'm bouncing, internet. The thick arpeggios are a signature sound of the Commodore 64 and really a staple of all Western composers in general. As for the Commodore 64 system, you'll be hearing more from that in a future episode. I'll talk more about the system then. Let's move to the next song. From the arcade version of the game, Rolling Thunder 2, composed by Ayako Sasso, this track is called A Residence of Trouble. This track has a little bit of that 90s New Jack swing to it. I can picture Paula Abdul dancing around with a cartoon. And yeah, I know his name is DJ Scat Cat. As for the game, Rolling Thunder 2 is the run-and-gun game sequel to the 1986's Rolling Thunder. There is a 1991 port to the Genesis, which also has a great soundtrack, but for this song, I opted for the arcade version. In case you aren't familiar with Japanese naming conventions, Ayako is a woman. And I bring this up only because I've always loved how prevalent female composers are in video game music, despite the fact that the industry is generally considered pretty sexist, especially in Japan in the 80s. As for Ayako, she has composing credits from 1990 all the way through 2017. It looks like her most recent work is on the soundtrack to the upcoming Namco Arcade Sound Digital Collection Volume 2. More familiar to most of the retro game crowd is probably her work on Ridge Racer, but she's composed for a great number of games in the middle as well. Next up, a modern game with an asterisk. For the Xbox 360, Wii, and PS3, the song is Cyber Sheep's Dream. The composer is Mari Yamaguchi, and the game is Mega Man 10. Uchu Kara no Kyoi, as it's known in Japan, is a 2010 FOBAC game from Capcom. For those unfamiliar with that term, it basically means a game that's purposefully designed to harken back to a retro aesthetic, both in sound and appearance. The game saw various composers from earlier parts in the Mega Man franchise come back and compose tracks for the individual robot masters. Mari Yamaguchi, who is also female, by the way, was tapped for this incredibly catchy song. She's credited simply as Mari when she worked on 1992's Mega Man 5, but Yamaguchi is actually quite prolific. She's composed games like UN Squadron, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse, Breath of Fire, Final Fight 2, and more. Mega Man 10 came on the heels of another FOBAC game, Mega Man 9. According to the composer and producer Ippo Yamada, Mega Man 9 was developed as a spiritual successor to 1988's Mega Man 2, whereas Mega Man 10 is made up of original pixel art and chip music, neither a remake nor a revival. I've thought about it, and I can confidently say that Mega Man is my favorite franchise as a whole for VGM music. And what is quickly becoming a catchphrase, we'll see more of that later. Next up, I continue to taunt Sonic the Hedgehog fans by not playing a track from the franchise. What do I mean? Well, the game I am going to play for was developed by the same team that worked on Sonic, and in fact, it was built with the Sonic 1 game engine. I'm talking about the game Rystar, and actually, Rystar even shares more DNA because it was developed from an idea originally put forward during the design for the character who would later become Sonic the Hedgehog. According to Yuji Naka, who is the head of the Sonic team, they first made a character that looked like a rabbit with ears who could pick up objects. As the game got faster, they went away from their original design and ended up with everyone's favorite hedgehog. Years later, the rabbit was separately developed and eventually turned into Rystar. Anyway, the track is called Ice Scream from the Planet Freon stage. The composer is Tomoko Sasaki. The system is a Sega Genesis, and the game, of course, is Rystar. Closing out the show this week is a track from the Famicom game, Mitsume Gatoru. It's a video game developed by Natsume based on the manga and anime of the same name. It translates roughly to the Three-Eyed One. The composer is Hiroyuki Iwatsuki. I have to play this song last because it fills me with such a bittersweet nostalgia, maybe, that I have no choice but to break down in tears as soon as it plays. Seriously, play this at my funeral. The track is the ending credits for the game, and I think that's absolutely perfect. It's a fond farewell, and yet... As always, special thanks to Alan Euler, aka Periodical, for editing and mixing the episode. You can follow the show at thedyadpresents.blogspot.com or on Twitter at thedyad. And you can email me at thedyadpresents@gmail.com. Also, we're now on iTunes, which is pretty cool. There's a subscription link on the blog, and there's also a Facebook page. You can search for it by the name of the podcast or by at thedyad. Until next time, this is Mitsume Gatoru.